You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. Again, that is 833-212-1017, where you can call in and text in to share your thoughts on today's show. You can also watch and stream us live on the YouTubes by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, you can give us a share, you can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to DJ Brother Z holding it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, Truth Nation is... I'm feeling better. Giving y'all up there, I'm feeling a lot. This is the best I've felt since April 24th. I feel more vibrant. I feel better, feel healthier, and I feel like I'm ready to deliver some good stuff off the top.
Woke up this morning. You got yourself.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
Yes, Truth Nation, today off the top, again, as you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can, again, give us a like and a share and a subscribe. Oh, Ted Turner, the founder of CNN, died. Sad. But listen, I am not going to sit here and tell people to get vaccinated. That's just something that I'm not going to do. That's not something that I'm not a guy that tells people, get vaccinated. I would not consider myself to be a vaxxer, a pro-vaxxer, nor would I consider myself to be an anti-vaxxer. I would consider myself to be a person who picks and chooses what they want to put into their body and when they want to put it into their body. I have full body autonomy. I have full control over my body. That is the way that I look at it when it comes to these vaccines. Now, typically, I lean towards not getting shots. I don't get the flu shot. I don't get many shots. I really just don't believe in myself personally having to get new shot, any type of shots. That's just not what I do. I do not consider myself a high-risk individual, right? I'm not elderly. I don't have any pre-existing conditions. So I don't think, when I think about me getting vaccinated, I don't think like it's super necessary for me to go ahead and get the flu shot. Hell, this is the first time I've been sick. I've been doing this show for a year. I ain't never heard me this sick for this long. Did I have the flu? I don't think so. Don't believe so. But I was able to still come to work, so I really don't feel like I am a high-risk individual. But when it comes to vaccines, I am all about facts, and I am all about the truth. That is the thing that matters the most. That's why all these conversations that happens with pro-vaxxers and anti-vaxxers, I don't like all that. Just give me the facts. And yesterday, Truth Nation, the Trump administration, led by our Secretary of Health and Human Services, RFK Jr., made a very startling decision yesterday. See, yesterday, what the administration decided to do is they decided that they did not want to release the facts. They wanted to block information from getting out. Yesterday, the FDA blocked the publication of multiple studies examining the safety of the COVID-19 and shingles vaccine, despite findings that said serious side effects were rare in the shingles shot and the COVID-19 shots. That is all according to the New York Times. Now, I, for one, again, I am not a person that loves to take vaccines. I'm not. But I am one who loves for people to have the facts and the information to help them make the most informed decision they need to make. So, again, that's my whole thing, is when I talk to pro-vaxxers or anti-vaxxers, I get frustrated with both. I think both are too extreme. I think we should just allow for people to make their own decisions and their own choices. But more importantly, I was startled and disappointed with the fact that our current administration would block for information to come out so the public will be able to make informed decisions on what they want to do with their health and what they want to do with their body. And what I don't like is when anti-vaxxers go around making wild statements that are not built in facts. That helps nobody. That spreads misinformation. I don't like when anti-vaxxers go around using unproven studies as the actual word and as facts. It is dangerous and it is misinformation, and that is something that we do not need and we do not want. We need to stop buying into this don't trust science. We need to stop buying into thinking that there's always some conspiracy around things. Are there conspiracies around things? Yes. But when it comes to research and when it comes to science, yes, use your time to study. Use your time to look into what the research and what the data and what the numbers say and then make your decision. But let's not sit here and absolutely try to discredit things that don't go along with what we like. We as a country should have been very, very skeptical for the COVID-19 vaccination. I know I was. I didn't want to take it, but I had to. I took the one hit or quit and I was done. But I was very skeptical of it. But at the same time, when information comes out, we should all be very eager and excited to get that information and have it publicly disseminated for people to know exactly what the risks are. But this administration is choosing to block information away from you. Why? I'm not 100% sure. But I have an inkling that they're blocking information that doesn't fit the narrative that they want to push. We're talking about pushing narratives when it comes to people's health and people's safety. But for this administration, who is choosing to block information specifically on a study that analyzed millions of patients' records, including 7.5 million Medicare beneficiaries and 4.2 million vaccine recipients, found that there was no significant safety concerns beyond rare events of anaphylaxis occurring in about 1 in 1 million cases when it came to the COVID-19. 1 in 1 in a million. The reason why this is important is not because I'm going to sit here and say, everybody get the COVID vaccine shot. No, that's not what I'm going to say. What I'm going to say is that now you have the information about shingles and COVID-19 for you to be able to make an informed decision on whether or not you want to be that 1 in 1 in a million, or you do you want to be that 999,000 people who didn't have anaphylaxis. That's what it's about. But this is not the first time that this stupid, ridiculous administration, who isn't about facts, but is more about their, almost cuss, about their freaking feelings. This isn't the first time that they have been blocking studies. Just 2 weeks ago, the government blocked the CDC from releasing a study which discussed the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccine. In that study, it showed that COVID-19 shots reduced emergency department visits and hospitalizations by about half. Why in the hell would our federal government block the CDC from releasing information on COVID-19 vaccines that people here in this country are still taking to this day, that shows people that it reduces emergency room hospitalizations and department visits by half? Why would you want that information out there so people understand, okay, I'm 70 years old, I have this health condition, maybe I should get this shot because if it can keep me from dying, then that's the most important thing. It just doesn't make sense why they want to block information. This is extremely irresponsible not to release this information, and I don't understand why a group that calls themselves MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, will be doing things like this. Trump administration led by RFK Jr. is a vaccine skeptic, and now he is allowing for his personal views to interfere with America's health and safety. They have slashed funding for research and they have limited access to vaccines, not because science says to do so. No. It's because of the freaking feelings of RFK Jr. Do y'all realize how asinine that is for somebody's damn feelings and their thoughts on something to dictate what an overall country is doing when it comes to fighting health, fighting infection, making people healthier? That makes no sense to me. This is why this is just buffoonery that we're seeing from this administration. These Republicans are literally the worst. They are. I'm just being honest. If you vote Republican, so be it. I'm sure there's a lot of good people that vote Republican. But when you see bull crap like this, you can't sit there and say, oh yeah, I'm with that. That's stupidity. They're blocking information. They're not disseminating things to allow for you to make an educated decision. Are you so damn stupid that you think it's bad for you to have information out there for you to make the best decision for you or for your family or for your neighbor to make the best decision for their body? What are we doing? It's crazy to me that you have certain people on both sides who talk about my body, my choice, or my gun, my choice. But then when it comes to just getting information out of there, some people are like, oh, this is a good idea not to disseminate information. I'm just ticked off about this. I tell y'all, these Republicans is literally the worst. While y'all mad about someone playing sports, which I don't want men and women sports, but I ain't gonna get mad over 9 people. I'm more concerned and mad about people freaking dying. See, we just not the same. You need to be better. Period. Be better. And yes, I am on my high horse. And many of you who believe in the fact that science and facts and information be disseminated, pat yourself on the back as well, because you are better than RFK Jr. and you're better than the people in this administration who are making terrible decisions. They literally are blocking a study from the CDC that lets people know that the COVID-19 shot reduced emergency department visits and hospitalizations by about half. They are literally blocking a study that 1 in 1 million cases of anaphylaxis occurs with people who take the COVID-19 shot and people who take the shingle shot. Why would they block this information from being out there? And what people have to understand, that this is not a game, man. Y'all need to understand that there are people who are considered high-risk individuals who need this information. This information is vital to their health and their safety. Information does not mean people have to take a shot. That's what makes me so upset about this. Just because you put information out there doesn't mean that, oh, everybody needs to take it now. No, people have a choice to be able to take the shot or not. What it does is the information being out there means that people can be informed on the benefits, but also the drawbacks on taking different vaccinations. And that is what this should be about. America sucks right now. And at some point, you damn Trump lovers and you anti-vaxxers will need to wake up and wake up to the fact that science doesn't always lie to you. Wake up to the fact that confirmation bias doesn't mean the information you are getting is correct or in your best interest. That's what we have to wake up from. We got to stop only listening to things that make us feel good. We need to listen to things that actually inform us and educate us and make us feel healthy. When health benefits outweigh the risk, we need to let people know that. That is literally the job of the CDC, and that is literally the job of the health department, is to let people know that the benefits, the health benefits, outweigh the risk. Blocking studies that inform the public on the effectiveness of shots is reckless, it is irresponsible, and it is part of the downfall of the society that we are seeing. Our society right now is in a tailspin. And why I say that is that, yes, there are some things and policies from the Biden administration that I did not agree with. And it definitely, to me, societal things that I don't think that we needed to add. But now when you're talking about a United States government that is openly lying to you about what is happening in Iran, when you have a United States government that is purposely blocking information because they don't like the information or agree with the information, they're not letting you decide. They are trying to control what you see, what you hear. This country, again, and this society is in a tailspin right now. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. You can call in and text in if you have any thoughts on this ridiculousness of us having an anti-vaxxer as the head of the health department for the United States of America, who instead of allowing for Americans to do what is right and what is best for us, he's trying to dictate the information we have and dictate the choices we get to make. In what freaking world would a study come out and you as a person have to get the shot? Truth Nation, let me be very clear. I was not forced to take the COVID-19 shot. I was told you can have your job or take the COVID-19 shot. That is not the same. Nobody pinned me down and held me down and said, here is the shot. They said, listen, you to work here, this is what you need.
I feel like that's being forced, though.
That's not being forced. I could quit. I have free will to quit this job. If I was not okay with taking the COVID-19 shot, I could have left Good Karma Brands. I ain't had to be here. I'm not beholden to any job. It's a choice that you have to make. Now, is it a poopy choice? I agree it is. But again, there are a lot of businesses and a lot of schools that kids have to be vaccinated in order to go to the schools. You have a choice in the decision. If your morals, if your religion, if something says I can't take this shot, and your job says, well, so be it, then you got a decision to make. Do I take the shot or do I quit? And if you took the shot and you didn't quit, well, shut the hell up. That's what I did. I said, well, here we go. One hitter quitter. Boom. Here we go. And somebody here on the Truth Talking text line said 833-212-1017. Rick said, now talk about Democrats and Fauci and COVID. With me, I'm talking about Democrats and Fauci and COVID. The Democrats ain't in office. Fauci was nominated, I believe, by Ronald Reagan. So what do you want me to say about and COVID? I just told you the information that was coming out. If the Democrats wanted to block information that would show people the negative side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine, I would come with as much smoke as well. See, that's the difference between you and me, Rick. You think it's Democrat versus Republican. But at the end of the day, it needs to be about doing what is best for the people. And what is best for the people is the information. And then he also said, if you are dead, you don't have to go to the emergency room. Brother, you know how many people die in the emergency room? What are you talking about? People die in the emergency room. I can't stand when people allow for politics to dictate their morals or politics to dictate what they believe on a day-to-day basis. Bro, if you ride with the Republicans or the Democrats on every issue, you are what Tory Lowell calls a bot. Don't be a bot. Don't be a machine. Don't be a robot. Be a damn human being that has dissension and has the ability to make their own decisions. That's what you need to be. Like, stop with all that. Y'all know I go in on the Democrats. I go in on the Republicans. I'm here for the people. 833-212-1017. I see your calls. I see your texts. Al, what are your thoughts here on the vaccine?
Well, my thoughts is, why would you listen to a junkie who failed at their own health? And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't this the same party that was stealing ass from little boys and little girls? Because that is in the paper, and that's in media, and that doesn't lie.
Oh, I mean, all right. I don't, what were you getting at now? Just go, I'm going to give you.
Well, what I'm saying, what I'm saying is, you brought up women in boys' sports, or boys and women's sports, but they're the ones just doing all the stealing on the boys and the girls.
Well, Al,
and
you do know.
Anybody,
Al, you do know both.
We are
the feeling on little boys and girls isn't a political issue. It is a issue of humanity.
Well, it's not a political issue. But the people who are always doing all the screaming is always doing all the taking.
My question to you, Kyle,
would you let a drug addict who failed at his own life, who snorted cocaine off a toilet seat, where you can catch MRSA, tell you about your health?
No, I would not, and I choose not to. That's wild, Al. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Al said, he said something about taking. Al is wild. Absolutely wild. I don't even know what to say. All right. Louis, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What are your thoughts about the COVID-19 shot and shingles shot information that was kept from us that the Trump administration decided that they didn't want the information to be out because it didn't fit the narrative they wanted to push?
You know what? Hi, I'm a veteran, and I just want to say, you know, the reason why nowadays, you know, corporate America, even the government doing all type of things and they're getting away with it is because we need to start suing these people. See, if you want these people to stop, hit their pockets. See, and that's the one thing I'm 56. My elders always told me, learn the law because it's going to be the law how they get us.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Learn the law. And that's the problem, because if they know we're going to take them to court, that's what we did back in the days. When we stopped getting out in the streets, we started hitting them courts, and all that stopped. When we started suing them like crazy, all that stopped. Matter of fact, they created laws for us not to get so much money of suing them. We got to go back to that. That's all. That's all I want to say. That's it.
Thank you, Louie. I appreciate that. And thank you so much for your service as a veteran as well. I appreciate that. 833-212-1017. They are blocking information from the COVID-19 shot and the shingle shots to get released. Not because it's not factual, but simply because they don't believe that fits their narrative. Our leader in RFK Jr., the Department of Health, is an anti-vaxxer. And so since this information that would have came out let people know that it reduced hospitalizations by 50% in an emergency room visits by 50%. And the fact that it would have showed you that one in a million have anaphylaxis reactions to the COVID-19 or shingle shot. And that is rare that, you know, people have negative impact and effects from it. They didn't like that. And again, I am not a pro-vaxxer. Me and my lady, we argue about our future children and what vaccines they gonna get. Now, I'm probably gonna lose that argument, but I don't find it and I don't deem it necessary to get all these damn vaccines that everybody wasn't getting before. She would love for me to get the COVID vaccine or flu shot. But I said, no, baby, I ain't doing that. You can't tell me what to do. And I say, my body, my choice. And so my whole point is this, though. Information is so important to get out there. Rick said on the talk and text line at 833-212-1017, took the poison shot and have unexplained sickness. Coincidence? Maybe not, Rick. I'm not sure. But you should be part of some study. And if that's what happened, you were part of the people that had a negative ramification from that. And I hate that for you. I do. That's why I was very skeptical of taking a shot. I just didn't trust it that much. But I decided that, you know what, I'm going to trust what they're telling me about science. I'm just going to take the shot. But at the end of the day, we need to stop having these conspiracy theorists and folks who aren't using information and facts decide on what in the hell information we get to see. They're blocking information on purpose because of their feelings, but not facts. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. I'll continue taking your calls. I'll continue taking your texts on COVID-19 vaccine. But then also, I got to talk about these food trucks, Truth Nation, because I'm actually hot about what in the world is happening in downtown Milwaukee.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
Truth Nation, I am so excited to tell y'all about Big Frog. Big Frog here in the state of Wisconsin and located in Mequon. They are here for all of your custom design needs. If you need a shirt, they got you. I'm doing bachelor party shirts, and guess what? I went to Big Frog, and they hook me up. They have great material. The screen print is phenomenal. I'm also getting hoodies for the wedding, for everybody part of the wedding party. Oh, the hoodies are dope. They show you all the different products, and they also have great prices, and they keep it real with you. That's what I love about working with Big Frog. So if you're looking for shirts for your group, if you're looking for uniforms for your team, if you're looking to partner with somebody that can send you so many designs, I'm telling y'all, they sent us like 20 different designs for us to choose from. They were with us every step of the way. It was a phenomenal experience. But more importantly, y'all, the quality is great, the pricing is great, and the customer service is second to none. So if you are looking to upgrade your team, you're looking to order a whole bunch of shirts, contact my folks over there at Big Frog. Go to bigfrog.com/Mequon. That's bigfrog.com/Mequon. They have no minimums, they have fast turnaround, and they are trusted people, and they are trusted like people like me. So I'm telling y'all, whether it's 50 shirts or 500, Big Frog will deliver exactly what you need. Y'all better ask around. I know organizations, big organizations right here in Milwaukee that use Big Frog. Y'all ain't know, y'all know now. Go ahead and visit Big Frog out in Mequon or visit bigfrog.com/Mequon. My girl Brittany, she be hooking me up. She just emailed us today with excitement because we finalized what we're going to use for the hoodies. It's great. I'm telling y'all, you better hit up Big Frog. But 833-212-1017, that is the Truth Talking text line. You can call in and text in and share your thoughts on today's show. And for me, you know, before I transition over, two things quickly is the fact that, A, the FBI searched Virginia State Senate leader's office on Wednesday. Her name is Eloise. Eloise Lucas is the Democrat in Virginia, 82-year-old woman who led the redistricting push. Didn't nobody know who she was a year ago. She leads the gerrymandering redistricting push in Virginia, and now the Trump administration and FBI is now raiding her house. I'm telling y'all, I don't understand it. Maybe it's just me. Let me know if I'm wrong. Maybe I shouldn't be this way. Because when it comes to offending older black women or just black women in general, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't really mess with Candace Owens like that, but I sure don't want nobody calling her out her name and disrespecting her. I just don't understand how we can see black women get attacked by white men at that. And some of you folks just sit there and be like, oh, okay. Come on now. Like the whole Megan Thee Stallion, Klay Thompson thing, like, they just people. Leave Megan alone. Leave Klay alone. But definitely don't trash a black woman and call her all these different names and all that. She don't deserve all that. Like, I don't understand why so many black men specifically, we love to hate on black women. I don't get it. I don't understand it. How the hell you raised by black women, but you hate black women? I couldn't understand that a day in my life. I don't get it. I do not get it. And so when I see stories like this, where this sister was, you know, 82 years old, politician, and because she did something that they don't like, they have a corruption probe now. Come on now. You know, they be digging up. They did it to Fannie Willis down in Atlanta. Now they doing it to her. I mean, I can't stand it. But 833-212-1017. On the other side of Truth Nation, we talked about, yo, look at this. Somebody said Big Frog is 100, Anita. You sure are. They sure are. But on the other side, I talked about the fact that I'm very disgusted with our United States government for blocking information about the COVID-19 and shingles effectiveness. And the only reason they're blocking it is not because it wasn't factual. It's because it didn't go with the narrative they wanted to push. And I think that that is dangerous. The government's job is to share the benefits of something and also the drawbacks of something. That is what they should be doing. Disseminating all information so we as a community have every ounce of information we can in order to make an informed decision about what vaccines we want to take and what vaccines we don't want to take. And this is coming from somebody who does not take vaccines, who did not want to take the COVID-19 vaccine. Somebody who doesn't get the flu shot. This is somebody who does not openly say, just go ahead, hit me in my arm. No, I don't say that, but I am a proponent of education. I am a proponent of information. But 833-212-1017, what are your thoughts on the fact that the government is blocking information from being disseminated about the COVID-19 and shingles effectiveness? The shot effectiveness. Ron on the South Side, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thanks for my call, Kyle. You know, this is personal for me because, you know, people forget that, you know, what was COVID-19? You know, Obama and them had a health team in place that let people know that this stuff was coming, and Donald Trump broke that up. And then Donald Trump was caught. Well, he wasn't caught, but he was recorded on a conversation. I think it was Michael Wolff, he's the author, where Donald Trump said this stuff is more deadly than the flu, and it's deadly stuff. And he said, and I quote that, and then people started talking about, you know, it was a plandemic. Well, if you know it's a plandemic, why would you not do anything in your power to try to save your life potentially, or not try to get deadly sick? It's when the great sickness came and killed thousands of people, my father and my auntie included. And so you know, I had to get biblical, but what man having life would hide it under a bushel basket? Donald Trump and his team single-handedly killed over 100,000 people, keeping that deadly, deadly secret under wraps. He went and got shots and then talking about we got to take bleach and all that. So, you know, that keeping information from the American people or humans, period, is very deadly. They thought it was just going to get us, but then it started getting all the other nations. But we the ones that died from it the most. And ignorant black people was going out talking about, you know, this is a pandemic and I'm not taking a shot. Fine, that's you. But other people, elderly folks, like my father and that, they died from this because somebody kept a deadly secret. Thanks for taking my call.
No, I do appreciate that. And I'm so sorry for your loss. And I understand how disturbing and how distraught it is when people got this and when you actually are impacted by it, right? When you actually have a loved one that is lost by it, it hits completely different. So I am so sorry for your loss, and I couldn't imagine having to deal with something like that. So I do believe it is something that
I wish more people took more serious. I do.
Public.
But 833-212-1017. Again, when it comes to the COVID-19, I didn't want to take the shot, but I took it. But one thing I understood is how, you know, deadly it was. And what's crazy right now, you have a ship that is, you know, not being allowed to let anybody off because there's a virus on there that has killed a couple people on a ship. I don't understand how y'all could be so afraid of viruses, but then also when people say, hey, like, let's get a shot out there, people want to be against it. It doesn't make sense to me. But 833-212-1017, again, everybody has their own decision to make and choice to make in life, and that's up to you. But I just want to make sure that people are as informed as possible. And I feel like the government is not doing their due diligence, or not even doing the due diligence. They're doing the due diligence, but the government isn't doing their job in making sure that we all are informed about this. They are. I mean, I'm upset about that. But 833-212-1017. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. I'll also read your chat. I'll read your text. I'll try to transition over to the food trucks, and maybe we'll save that for tomorrow, and we'll get to something else. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Walsh. We'll continue this conversation next.
It is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
The Memorial Day sale is going on right now at Steinhoffel's, and honestly, it's the perfect time to get your home ready for the summer. You can save up to 30% store-wide, plus get amazing deals like a beauty sleep mattress for just $399. Plus, they're offering Steinhoffel's 18-month 0% financing, so your dream space is well within reach. Y'all need to head to Steinhoffel's, or you can shop online at steinhoffels.com. Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale at Steinhoffel's, Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader. I think I'm gonna go to Steinhoffel's, and there's this couch I may need to get. I got a couch that I didn't get from Steinhoffel's when I moved into my crib. I think I may need to upgrade it. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Don't be like me. Shop at Steinhoffel's like I did for my mattress and my other couch in my living room and my some tables and stuff like that. But again, you can watch the streams live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That is 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. And I just want to play something for y'all really quickly because we had Ron on the South Side called in. He shared some very personal and sad information about the fact that COVID-19 took some of his family members. And unfortunately, Ron is not alone with COVID-19 and how many families were negatively impacted when it comes to COVID. In America, you had so many deaths from COVID-19. 500,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19 in America. At least let that sink in. In 2021, 467,000 deaths were recorded of COVID-19. It's crazy to me. So again, the way that we just sit here and act like, oh yes, some people did have negative impacts from COVID-19. They did, from taking the shot. Excuse me, let me be very specific, from taking a shot. But the benefits clearly outweigh death. And Ron on the South Side called in and shared some information about his family. But he also shares some information what he heard what Donald Trump said. And this is what Donald Trump had to say himself about COVID-19 back in 2020.
You will face in your presidency. In audio excerpts released by The Washington Post, the president revealing to Woodward on February 7th a surprising level of detail.
It goes through air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You just breathe the air. That's how it's passed. And so that's a very tricky one. That's a very delicate one. It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus.
That's what Donald Trump said. That's the information that he initially got about the COVID-19. So why anybody would not want to at least have research done on a shot makes no sense to me. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Again, this is not an advertisement for people to go and take the COVID-19 vaccine, because that is not what I am saying. What I am saying is that the government should be ashamed of themselves, like our current administration right now, that is actively working not to inform the public on information about the COVID-19 shot. There was a study that analyzed millions of patient records, including 7.5 million Medicare beneficiaries and 4.2 million vaccine recipients, and it found no significant safety concerns beyond the rare events such as anaphylaxis occurring in 1 in 1 million cases when it came to the COVID-19 shot and the shingle shot. That is the information that they don't want. They want to withhold. The CDC did a report about the fact that the COVID-19 shot reduced emergency department visits and hospitalizations by about half. And the administration said, oh, we don't want that out there. That makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me. But again, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube and give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe. I'm going to continue on with my crusade against this stupid government that we have. And I'll be honest, it's stupid. And maybe they'll knock on my door. Who knows? But I really think that our resources need to be utilized in a better way. And here's a story I never got a chance to talk about. And I'm just going to fit it in here. I'm going to talk about the food trucks coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk about the food trucks tomorrow because I need more time than the 16 or whatever it is. I'm not a mathematician, but 14 minutes I got left on the show. But I do want to discuss the Monaco Brewing thing because I never got a chance to do that. Last week, I didn't get a chance to do it. And we understand last week or 2 weeks ago, just about now, we had the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And with the White House Correspondents' Dinner, I don't know what to believe with all that wild stuff that happened. It is what it is, but we know what happened. We know a gunman was there. He did shoot. He ended up being apprehended. He's going to go to trial. We all, you know, who knows what happened. But here in Wisconsin, we have a brewery owner of the Monaco Brewery named Kirk Bangstad, who, if you ask me, he is an unhinged person. And he let his thoughts about the event known on the internet, which were negative. Now, Kirk went as far to talking about, oh, no, Donald Trump survived. Donald Trump did get shot, because his whole thing is if Donald Trump dies, not if he gets shot, but if Donald Trump dies, he's going to give away free beer. That's his whole thing. He's not advocating for Donald Trump to be shot. But his thing is, if Donald Trump dies, the day he dies, so whether it's today or whether it's 10 years from now or 20 years from now, if the brewery's still around, everybody's going to get free beer at Monaco Brewery because Trump died. Now, I personally think that is disgusting. And I think it should be condemned by anybody sitting here cheering on somebody's death. I don't give a damn if he's the president. I don't give a damn if he's the janitor. I don't give a damn if he's a homeless man on the street. We should never be cheering and wishing for anybody to die. And that's why I think this man in Kirk Bangstad, he is a shameful person. And his actions are reprehensible. They are. Now, this man has entered the gubernatorial race because he's a media you-know-what. And so now he's entered the gubernatorial race as a Democrat. And I'm going to tell everybody this right now. I won't be interviewing him. And I would not do not vote for this man. Don't even give him the time of the day. If you see him on the ballot, just ignore it. Do not vote for Kirk Bangstad because he is a terrible representation of what good Americans are supposed to be about. Now, the thing that really gets me is that Kirk made some terrible comments. He did. He made said some terrible things about Donald Trump and you know, basically celebrating and cheering for the death of Donald Trump, which is, I am against it. I'm very against it. And what he said on Facebook, he said after Donald Trump didn't, and he wasn't even close to getting shot, but after the event happened at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, this man posted on social media saying, well, we almost got free beer day. Either a brother or sister in the resistance needs to work on their marksmanship, or he faked another assassination to get positive news cycle. We'll never know. Regardless, we stand ready to pour free beer the day it happens, as in the day Donald Trump dies. Again, that's a terrible comment. It is. And a lot of Republicans and Democrats both came out alike, shunning him for this, which they should. They absolutely should. But the thing I find to be very interesting, Truth Nation, is the fact that it was only a month ago where the president of the United States says something that was just as reprehensible and even worse, because a man that died, a man named who was a former FBI director and a veteran of the United States military, and Robert Mueller, he passed away and he died. And when somebody passes away, what do we say? We say, I send my condolences. That is what a decent human being does. That's what a good person does. Matter of fact, that's what a normal person says, is I send my condolences. I'm thinking of your family. I'm praying for your family. Whatever it is that you want to do, that is what you typically do as a good, normal human being. But instead, the people some of y'all voted for, some of y'all on the talking text line voted for, some of y'all listening voted for, Donald Trump said, good, I'm glad he's dead. He wrote that on social media. And what's crazy to me is that how is it that some of y'all are more upset at a damn brewery owner for making stupid comments than you are an actual president for saying good somebody is dead. Literally a month ago, people really defended Trump's comments about good somebody's dead. And now these same folks who are defended those terrible comments from Donald Trump are trying to condemn terrible comments from this Monaco Brewery guy. That makes no sense to me. How are we holding this guy more accountable than Donald Trump? And in Truth Nation, to make matters worse, earlier this week, the dang Secret Services, FBI, spent our hard-earned tax dollars. Our hard-earned tax dollars to going all the way up to Minocqua, Wisconsin, to go interview this guy. Again, I completely condemn what he said. But the fact that our hard-earned tax dollars are being used to go and interview this dude is absolutely ridiculous. This is a complete wasteful use of our money. Wasteful. There are people on the internet that say bad stuff all the dang time about the president, about other people. If they sat there and the FBI went to go interview everybody, it would be another waste of our resources. They have enough technology, they have enough information to know whether somebody is a threat. What I don't want them doing with my tax dollars is I don't want the damn theatrics. I don't want that. Life is already hard enough right now. You literally have a world that is cutting flights because of the fact that jet fuel is through the roof. You have an economy. The stock market is great. Ooh, my stocks are great. But guess what? The cost of food is going up. My stock stuff, I can't even touch most of my stocks without paying a penalty, or I can't touch it before I'm in my 50s. I need relief right now. And instead of focusing on relief, we sitting up here and we arresting brewery owners. And a brewery owner who's only doing all this stuff because he wants to have attention. And that's exactly what Donald Trump and this stupid administration is doing. Wasting our time. Republicans love to play this game of double standard, and it's sickening to me. If you think Kirk from Milwaukee Brewery was bad, then you should be thinking the same thing about Donald Trump. This man literally said he's happy somebody died, and a lot of y'all defended it. Too many of y'all is turning a blind eye to some of the things that are happening, and too many of y'all lack morals. I guess that's the theme of the day, is that y'all need to be equal, y'all need to be balanced, and y'all need to get y'all morals back. Because this country just needs to take a long, hard look in the mirror on what our standards are. Our standards can't be blocking medical information, blocking research that doesn't go along with the narrative we want to push. It doesn't matter what the narrative is. What matters is allowing for the CDC to operate independently to put information out there. What we should not be doing is we should not be blocking studies that people invest time, energy, and resources in to inform the public on what is best for their health. We shouldn't be blocking stuff like that. Right now in America, our biggest issue is the fact we don't have standards and we lost our morality. Unfortunately, we are allowing our political beliefs or our loyalty to a politician to guide our moral views. And it's guiding us down a terrible, terrible path. Like, literally, you have people of certain backgrounds and certain descent, coming from descents, getting arrested because of the way that they look. You got American citizens being arrested because of the way that they look. Doesn't make sense to me. But 833-212-1017, I guess we still doing this. All right, Zach, you can go ahead and hit it. I guess we...
One call, that's all.
One call, that's all. That's right. This is your chance to be entered to win the 5K giveaway courtesy of the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Be caller number 5 right now at 833-212-1017 for your chance to be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Office. Again, that's caller number 5 right now at 833-212-1017 for your chance to be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Remember, if you or a loved one has ever been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today by visiting them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. I'll share my final thoughts on the other side.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
Boy, y'all are excited about that Gruber Cash giveaway. Shout out to y'all. I appreciate y'all. Life's better with American Family Insurance because when you know you're fully protected, your home, your vehicle, everything you've worked hard to build, you can actually enjoy it. And that is what it is about. Not stressing the what ifs, but moving forward with confidence. American Family agents help you get the right coverage in place so you can focus on your family, your goals, and the dreams you've earned. Insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent today by visiting amfam.com. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And again, this is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure you give us a like. Make sure you give us a share. Make sure you give us a subscribe. And really, today, I had other plans, but, you know, I'm going to let y'all dictate where we go. And I guess really for me, when I look at it, if we got a lot of craziness going on, if somebody said on YouTube in the chat, they said there's just something off with the Monaco guy. Hell yeah, let me tell you. Somebody might text in and be mad. Oh, Kyle's talking bad about white people. I love white people. I went to school with them. I'm got a bachelor party next week, and guess what? A white guy is going to be on it. I'm getting married. Guess what? I got a lot of white people coming to my wedding, okay? I love white people. But I will say, some of these white dudes is weird. Dude is weird. That dude from Monaco Brewery, weird dude, weird energy. You can't give him no energy. Can't give him no love. He's a weirdo. He's not a representation of the most of us. He seems like a very entitled, weird white dude. And what people don't understand is that just because somebody votes a certain way, oh, they're a Democrat, don't mean nothing. There are a lot of pompous, entitled, disgusting white men who vote blue. Just like the same thing you have with Republicans. So just because somebody has these beliefs, I don't agree with it. And most of these liberal-ass white people, I don't even rock with. Y'all know that. But let me stop before people get mad and I get an email forwarded to me or I get an angry call. But Truth Nation, tomorrow when we the moral of the story today is that we should be telling our government that they have no right to block information from us. And the fact that the Trump administration, led by RFK Jr., who is in charge of the Secretary of our Health Department, is sitting here blocking information about the COVID-19 vaccine and the shingles vaccine and its effectiveness is shameful. And you should be very upset that they are not allowing for you to make your own decision as a grown human being. You should be mad about that. Tomorrow on Truth to Power, I will talk about this whole food truck situation because, hell, if you don't get rid of the food trucks, might as well get rid of other things. I'm going to tell y'all exactly why our common council has made a stupid decision and is hurting business. They're anti-business. I'll tell you why our common council is anti-small business tomorrow on Truth to Power. The Tory Lowe Show is up next with Wonderful Truth Nation. I love y'all. Peace out. And I will see y'all tomorrow. I say pastors holler. And I don't funk it so. When I say Gemini. And I that funk it so.